So trust your comfortable and enjoy the short flight with us.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Now, if I mentioned Transylvania, what would you think of? Dracula? Most people would. I spoke with Lucy Abel Smith. She's the author of Travels in Transylvania, published by Blue Guides. I asked her about her experiences in the region. She knows the area well. She's lived here for 10 years, renovating an old property, and offers tours through her company, Reality and Beyond. Lucy says there are three key towns to visit in order to get a true taste of Transylvania.
Cluj, which still has very large Hungarian minority, marvellous contemporary art, very good museums. Or you can go to Sibiu, which is the old heart of the Saxon community. Again, very good museums, good restaurants, beautiful architecture. Or Sighișoara, which is a UNESCO site. And it is unique, I'd say, in being a still vibrant, lived-in medieval fortified city.
Lucy told me she loves living in the area because of the amazing scenery.
It's the quality of the landscape still and the stillness and actually the people.
So where would Lucy take her guests?
To one of the villages in the countryside. I'd take them in the Saxon area to the fortified churches, and then I'd walk them up through the wildflower meadows in late May, early June. The upper grasslands were common grazing. Now, because of that, they have never been touched with chemicals, and so the wildflowers are quite extraordinary. But also it's the beauty of the woods, the beeches, the hornbeams, the oak forests.
Being in the centre of Europe, Transylvania has a mixed culture and heritage.
German-speaking communities, the Hungarian-speaking communities, the Romas, the Jews, the Armenians, and the Romanians. It is extraordinarily varied.
The food takes in all of those influences and cultures.
Hungarian, with its paprikas. You've got Szekla, which is a people right over on the east side. They use less paprika, but that's basically meat-based, vegetable-based. Then you've also got the Saxon food, obviously rather German-based. So there's a wide range of choice.
Lucy told me Transylvania remains good value for British visitors.
Eating out is cheap. Petrol, although they are petrol-producing country, is surprisingly expensive. But I would say it's at the cheaper end of travel because your hotels on the whole are not expensive and your B&Bs are more readily available.
Don't mention the famous fictional vampire to the locals.
They're fed up with it because every time you mention Transylvania, people make funny movements of their teeth. And there's no doubt that, you know, the Dracula myth has made a lot of money. And if you go to Sighișoara, where Vlad the Impaler was born, who gave rise to the totally fictional Dracula, all you can buy now in the centre of the citadel are T-shirts and that sort of thing with Dracula faces on them. I think this is a great pity.
Lucy recommends visiting Transylvania in late spring or early summer, or early autumn.
I would suggest May, June, and then again for nature's reasons, September, October. Again, lovely weather and beautiful landscape, and still a lot going on from the point of view of concerts and festivals and all that sort of thing.
If you're planning a trip, you should check out Lucy's guide, Travels in Transylvania. You can get it on Amazon. Next, we're off to the Philippines.